Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Burn As You Go. And today we're going to talk about Halls of Harmony. That's right, alliteration was intended. Halls of Harmony. And, you know, the question that follows, you know, if we were to have a colon after that, Halls of Harmony, colon, is your home a home of harmony? So, we just had a fire night, and at that fire night we talked about peace. I come in peace, right? That was the title. And the necessary, you know, follow-up when it comes to peace is, okay, do I have peace in my soul? That's the one thing. And then next is, am I able to then cultivate a life, an environment, a setting, a climate of peace around me? Right? Do I allow that peace to flow forth from within to that which is around me? And that starts in our home, right? Do we have halls of harmony? So the Catechism, paragraph 2304 says that peace is not merely the absence of war, right? It's not just like, oh, don't fight and we're good, we're peaceful. And it's also not limited to maintaining, you know, this balance of powers between adversaries, enemies. So peace doesn't also just mean, you know, we're just going to make sure that these two people are not angry at each other and it's going to be fine, right? That's not peace either. Peace cannot be attained on earth, the Catechism says, without safeguarding the good of persons, the goods of persons. So peace always has to start. If we're trying to have this peace, a mutual peace between or among people, it has to always aim for the other person's good, right? I can't just be like, you know, I don't care about you, but I'm going to be peaceful over here. We can't be peaceful if we're not aiming for other people's peace. Right? Our desire should be that all are peaceful, all are at peace. And so one way to safeguard peace is to see the good and to aim for the good for the other person, for anyone that we are around. Also, free communication, right? That is also very necessary. This free speech, free communication between us or among us and others, that's also necessary for freedom, right? To be able to freely express, freely communicate, freely say what's going on inside of me to you, and for you to be able to do the same to me, right? That also is necessary for peace. And a respect for the dignity of this person. So not just to want the good for this person, but to also respect their dignity. You are a person, and you deserve the best, right? You deserve to be treated like a person. And lastly, it should also, you know, peace, to safeguard peace, we must have the practice of fraternity, right? Which fraternity is like a camaraderie, a goodwill amongst us or between us. And so if we want halls of harmony in our homes, lots of H's, if we want halls of harmony in our homes, then we need to have open communication. We need to aim for the good of others. We need to respect others' dignity. And we need to have camaraderie. Right, we should want to hang out with people. We should want to spend time with them and just be in the presence of other people. That is what peaceful people do. We don't avoid conflict. We don't avoid anything that might disturb me, because then I am not truly at peace. I'm a man who is terribly afraid. Right? That's not a peaceful person. I safeguard. I hold on to what I can control. Right, that's not peace. Peace flows from freedom. Freedom to love, freedom to do the good. And so that's going to be our aim this week, that we will not just be peaceful people, but that we will cultivate peace, that we will cultivate homes of harmony, that others can come and dwell and soak in, live in, and desire all the more that peace which we have inside of us. Right? That's our goal this week. Go and be peaceful. Go and be peacemakers. You got this. And burn as you go. God bless.